From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Satter did a fabulous job all week. I don't get to be at the anchor desk next week. I'll be enjoying some staycation, and Rob Satter is going to take great care of us most of the days next week. So we very much appreciate that, and Chad Hershberger will be at the anchor desk. On the news line with us now, movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic, women in cinema advocate, author, prolific tweeter, and he's got a bunch of reviews for us today, so we very much appreciate that. First of all, Mike, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks. Sorry I can't be there in person, but hopefully next week, fingers crossed.
All right, fabulous. Yeah, you're enjoying the latter part of quarantine for COVID that you did not have, so good luck for you staying COVID-free in a house that's got it, but we do appreciate your calling in. We'll start out with your first review. We got some mini reviews, but first, a full-blown review for Clerks 3.
Clerks 3 reunites Brian O'Halloran and Jeff Anderson as New Jersey convenience store workers Dante and Randall. They're still behind the counter, but Randall starts to doubt his life's work after suffering a near-fatal heart attack. Upon recovery, he wants to create something that he can leave behind, so he decides to make a movie about two guys working in a convenience store. That's right, he makes Clerks. Clerks 3 has all the raunchy humor and R-rated hijinks fans of the series have come to expect, many of them coming from Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith, who return as the beloved stoners Jay and Silent Bob. Not all the jokes land, but enough do to ensure consistent laughter. The film also has something new, heart. The story is about hitting middle age and looking back, assessing your life, your successes, and your failures. That idea is paid off in a surprisingly emotional manner at the end. I honestly did not expect to get teary-eyed a few times at a Clerks movie. Clerks 3 isn't exactly subtle in getting its theme across, but that's okay because the mixture of hilarity and sweetness makes this a solid finale to the series. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 snoochie boochies.
And this is the last one?
This is the last one. Clerks 2 was supposed to be the last one, and then a couple years ago, Kevin Smith had a heart attack and started thinking back over his life and his career, and that inspired him to dust off Dante and Randall and create a third installment. I thought the second one was a perfect ending for those characters. I came into this movie thinking there's no way he's going to be able to do it again, and I was wrong. I think this is a really funny movie, but a very poignant film, too.
Well, I can't wait to see it. My lovely bride and I have used the Clerks movies as a, when you just want to be entertained and do a little laughter and have some fun, you're not necessarily going to get a lifelong lesson. And the movies have fulfilled an important role in that regard. They have never really become legacy comedy. Am I right in assessing that?
Well, I think the original is among a group of people. I mean, Clerks never broke out the way something like, I don't know, Anchorman did or whatever. But people who love the Clerks series really love it. And it's been popular enough to spawn these sequels. But it's an independent film. You know, the original came out. It was made for $27,000. It was very different than the other comedies of the time. So the fact that we've gotten three of these, I think, does testify to its popularity. But, yeah, it hasn't been quite the big breakout of Anchorman's probably not even the best example of it. I'm trying to think of a great big comedy franchise, and I'm kind of blanking.
Well, like Caddyshack.
Moment,
I mean, well, you have COVID fog in your
right.
home, so that's affecting you. But anyway, but like a Caddyshack started out wildly popular and certainly, of course, has stayed as a legacy comedy. But Clerks never really got wildly popular to start with and just hasn't really caught on per se. So anyway, okay, so enough about that. But so certainly, like I said, it's mindless entertainment. It's funny and it does a little bit raunchy, but the previous ones have been fun. So you're giving it 3 what?
3 snoochie boochies. Yes. In honor of Jay's motto.
Right, okay. All right, super. Let's get on to our mini reviews. Pinocchio, we're always entertained by these. If you have little ones handy, what do we have in store this time?
The new version of Pinocchio debuted yesterday on Disney Plus. This was directed by Robert Zemeckis, the man who brought us Back to the Future and Forrest Gump and many other great films. It stars Tom Hanks as Geppetto, Joseph Gordon-Levitt does the voice of Jiminy Cricket, and this is one of the year's worst films, despite all of that. The problem here is that Robert Zemeckis has turned Pinocchio into this great, big, CGI-filled spectacle that completely takes away from the heart of the story. Every scene in this movie is designed to visually knock you out, and you spend so much time noticing how big it's going that you lose heart of the story. And the movie, they also try to cram in a bunch of lame pop culture humor and self-referential gags that just don't work. So this version of Pinocchio, a real disappointment given the team involved, 1.5 stars for that.
So 1.5, wow, okay. And where could I see that if I'm undeterred?
Only on Disney Plus. And the fact that they didn't go theatrical with this in light of how well their remakes have done in recent years tells me that they knew it really wasn't very good.
And Clerks 2, where's that showing?
Clerks 3, it's getting an unusual release. It's going to be at our AMC, but they're not releasing this movie traditionally. It's going to play for one evening show over the course of several evenings next week. It's a Fathom Events release. I don't know why they aren't releasing it regularly. I think there's a demand there, but it's only a limited engagement kind of thing.
Okay, so Clerks 3 at AMC, and that's the only place now and only one night at this moment scheduled. Okay, Life Mark.
This is a movie that's getting the same kind of release. It's going to screen one time per day at our local AMC for the next week. And this is a faith-based film from the Kendrick brothers, the guys who brought us Fireproof and War Room and some things like that. And it's about a teenage boy who was adopted as a baby, and he turns 18 and his birth mother wants to meet him. And so he and his family make this trek to go meet her, and he finds out the circumstances that led her to decide to make an adoption plan. The most notable name in the film is Kirk Cameron, who plays the kid's father. Of course, he's not a very good actor, and I think the film would have been stronger with a better actor in that role. But I have to say, as a film critic, but also as a two-time adoptive parent, this is a very good movie about adoption, and it sends some really important messages, especially that biological mothers who make adoption plans love their children and continue to think about them in the years after the child is adopted. You know, you've probably heard people say, oh, well, you know, that woman didn't want her baby or didn't love her baby. And that's actually a myth of adoption. That is almost never true. And this movie is a real celebration of adoption and what it means for someone to make a selfless choice for their baby. So I really like Life Mark. It's a little heavy-handed at times, as all the Kendrick Brothers movies are, but I think it's a great film about adoption, so 3 stars for Life Mark.
All right, it's good. 3, and that's that AMC one time per day showing sequence that we're seeing now for these
right.
films. And Pinocchio is one time per day at AMC?
Pinocchio is on Disney Plus.
Or Disney Plus, I'm sorry. Life Mark is one time per day, and Clerks 3 is one time per day at AMC. All right. The Class, another movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is a film that tries to be a 21st century version of The Breakfast Club. 6 very diverse high school students are called to the school on a Saturday where they're stuck in a room together. They have to pass this exam that they've all either missed or failed, and at the end of the day, they've learned something about each other and go out as friends. They even got Anthony Michael Hall, who was in the original Breakfast Club, to play the principal. 80s pop icon Debbie Gibson is the teacher. That's an interesting idea to try to update The Breakfast Club, but this movie is nowhere near that. The script is not as insightful. Every student has some big secret that they have to tearfully reveal. The characters are not as well drawn. So I like the Anthony Michael Hall and Debbie Gibson in it. There's a couple nice scenes, but really The Class is trying so hard to be The Breakfast Club that it loses its own way. So 2 stars for that. That movie debuts on demand today.
All right, so we'll keep that in mind. Yeah, I wondered, why do we need to update The Breakfast Club? It's perfectly timeless. You could just watch it again, and you'll be you'll see things you didn't see before, and you'll be satisfied. But it would be interesting to see Debbie Gibson acting again. So, okay.
Yeah, she's pretty good in it.
All right, well, super. She's been to the Bloomsburg Fair. I remember interviewing her back in the day, so just a little trivia there. Let's see. Breaking, what's that movie all about?
This has been out a couple of weeks, but it opens at our AMC today because it's going wider. And it's based on a true story. John Boyega plays a former veteran who basically gets stiffed of his payment, his disability check from the Veterans Administration. And so he takes hostages in a Wells Fargo bank until he is paid. And the late Michael K. Williams from The Wire has his final role as the hostage negotiator trying to get him to settle down. This is a very good movie. It's a tense hostage drama, so it's kind of reminiscent of things like Dog Day Afternoon in that sense. But it's also a really scathing indictment of the Veterans Administration and how this organization that is supposed to take care of our veterans oftentimes lets them fall through the cracks. So a lot of high drama in this one, breaking 3.5 stars for that. Very, very good film and an incredibly powerful performance from John Boyega.
And where do we see it?
That's at AMC starting today.
All right. Probably with more than one time per day, so that would be fabulous.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we have some entertainment news here briefly. National Cinema Day, how did that go?
That was a huge success. They sold millions and millions and millions of tickets. People came in for $3, got people back to the movie. So I think that they would have to say that it was a very rousing success, and they sold lots of concessions, which is, of course, what movie theaters need to be financially profitable.
All right, and I always foolishly say it doesn't cost them anything to show the movie, so hopefully they made some money last weekend, but of course that's not true. Box office numbers for Top Gun Maverick are over the top. Tell me about that.
It crossed $700 million in the U.S. alone. That is an extraordinary figure for a movie.
All right, fantastic. So that's just going crazy. And Harry Styles in trouble, I think you said in your email, spitting. I'm sure that's a mistake. What did he do?
Well, we were talking last week about all the drama surrounding the movie Don't Worry, Darling. It had its premiere at a film festival. And people claimed from a video that went online that it looked like Harry Styles spit on his co-star, Chris Pine, as he was sitting down for the screening. Harry Styles is denying it, saying, "I never spit on anybody." It didn't happen, but it's just more drama related to this movie, and it's continuing to overshadow Don't Worry, Darling, which comes out in a couple weeks.
Okay. All right. So that's, there you go. That's what's happening there. All right. Movie Mike McGranahan, be well at your home. Very much appreciated. So thank you for calling from quarantine. Very much appreciated, sir. Thank you for checking in.
Thanks for having me.
That is Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic. His website, aisleseat.com. His appearance is always sponsored by the Campus Theater, campustheater.org. Don't forget, they got the George Winston concert coming up just a few weeks from now. They would love to have you on board again, campustheater.org.